Time now for sports. It's Wild Card Weekend in pro football. Two games today, two on Sunday, to decide who remains alive in the playoffs to advance and lose to the New England Patriots. Joining us now from the Radio Foundation studio in New York City with the preview is our own Howard Bryant. Morning, Howard.
Good morning, Scott. That is some rousing music you've got there.
Yes, yes. Well, it's Howard's theme as we think of it here. Washington Redskins, formerly the Deadskins, play the Seattle Seahawks today. Washington's on a roll. They wouldn't be favored. They are not favored ordinarily, but they've won four of the last five games.
They have won four in a row, actually, and they. When you look at what Washington has done, it's really remarkable, especially coming off of the death of Sean Taylor, where something as devastating as that really puts football in perspective. And it for a lot of guys, it just makes you think, do they even want to play anymore? Because Sean Taylor was their friend. He was someone who had such enormous talent. And then they go out and they lose the very next game to Buffalo on a miscue by the coach in terms of not knowing how many timeouts were left. And then they lose their quarterback against Chicago. And then they haven't lost a game since. So I actually like what they're doing. They are the most inspirational story of the postseason. And I actually think that they're playing so well right now. I think Seattle's going to lose that game.
Hmm. Well, and that sets up to Jacksonville against Pittsburgh.
Jacksonville and Pittsburgh, very interesting game, but for different reasons, because Pittsburgh was supposed to be a team that was going to challenge Indianapolis and challenge New England, but they've had so many injuries. You lose Willie Parker, the running back, and you lose Aaron Smith, your defensive end. They are so banged up right now, and they're playing a Jacksonville team that they always say that those southern teams that play in the warm weather or that play indoors can't go up and play East Coast, Northern Smashmouth January football.
Steeler football.
Exactly, or Steeler football, and Jacksonville went up there last month and they pounded Pittsburgh. And so Jacksonville is very well equipped to play winter football, as they say, in the frozen tundra.
Two games on Sunday that, at least according to the odd makers, lack mystery. Giants versus the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay and the Titans versus the Chargers in San Diego. Any reason for you to dispute that?
Absolutely. I actually like that game. I think that the Tampa Bay-New York Giants game is going to be the best of them all because I think that they both play defense. They both really hit. And if you like teams that pop each other, those two teams are going to do that. I really like Jeff Garcia. I think he's the most fun quarterback going. If you like watching a guy run around and scramble back there and make plays, I think he's going to be a lot of fun. And I think that the Giants, for all that they've gone through this year, I think because they played such an inspired game against the Patriots in the last game of the season, I think they realized that, hey, we took New England to the mat, and if they're the best team going, we can handle anybody. So I think that that's going to be a really fun game. I think the Giants offense is going to overcome the Tampa defense, even though Tampa's defense is the best in the league.
Switching gears entirely, you're going to watch Roger Clemens on 60 Minutes?
Oh, not only am I going to watch Roger Clemens, but I'm going to watch him tomorrow, and then I will watch him in the week after next when he's in Congress on the 15th and 16th of January. This is a devastating, important moment for him. His legacy is on the line under oath, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to say tomorrow night and also what he has to say when we get to Capitol Hill.
Can he say anything that'll satisfy you?
I think he has to explain why. His personal trainer has said what he said against him, and I'm not sure, but I need to see him. I'm going to reserve judgment on that one.
Okay. Howard Bryant from ESPN, the magazine, the Comedy Club, speaking with us from the apartment of a guy named Larry in New York City. Thanks very much.
Thanks as always.